This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. A lot to do on today's show. Game Show Wednesday coming up at 7:45. We're going to play a game called Josh or Jason.
Okay.
Valdez has assembled throat clears.
Okay.
And if you can decipher who's clearing their throat, Josh Harris, principal owner of the Washington Commanders, or Jason Bishop, host of the Sports Junkies, you'll win the prize.
That's quality production right there. That's all that is. It's fantastic.
That's coming up at 7:45. Then 8 o'clock, we will get into Game 5 of the Caps playoff series with Greg Wyshynski, national hockey writer for ESPN. 9 o'clock, we've got Mike Rizzo, Nationals GM. Of course, a lot of people still talking about the RFK deal.
Mm-hmm.
And Barry Zwerluga from the Washington Post, he's of the mind that DC needs to get a better deal.
Do you have details? Like, what is his better beef? He just thinks they're just spending too much.
I'll read from the article. Let's take a deep breath and acknowledge the truth about the events of the week. Holding a celebratory welcome home news conference for an NFL team, complete with legends from the franchise's decorated past, the best way to stir emotions, is at best premature and at worst disrespectful to the citizens who are going to be footing the bill. No, not all the bill, but not nothing either.
Well, don't most stadiums, new stadiums, get paid partially by the cities?
Usually the cities or municipalities do contribute now, certain amounts.
What about, I don't know what the owner of the Rams, I'm spacing his name.
Kroenke.
I don't know if he... Did he put up everything for SoFi?
I don't know if it was all private finance.
I thought he did. Yeah, I thought he did. But mostly, I mean, you went through the percentages a couple days ago.
Correct.
Of the cities that are paying a higher percentage for the new stadiums. We talked
places
about Buffalo.
Places like Tennessee, Buffalo, Jacksonville, all paying a much higher percentage
with
public money.
I would think, you know, 8 out of 10, when you get a new stadium, partially it's going to be paid by the residents. I would think.
He writes, the mayor's office is pushing the idea that only 24% of the funding is coming from the district.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to look at it, of the 9 NFL stadiums that have opened or are being built since 2009, only one, the upcoming facility for the Tennessee Titans in Nashville, is receiving more public cash.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to say they're spinning it when in reality it is a huge amount of money.
Well, no doubt about that.
And then he writes, this at a time when the district's bond rating was just downgraded, which could make it more expensive to borrow money. This at a time when the federal workforce is shrinking by the day, meaning a company town is losing company people and jobs. This at a time when the budget Bowser will submit to the council could cut hundreds of millions of dollars from city services. Yeah, maybe the capital budget that funds projects such as this is a different bucket, but the district as a whole is a bucket that's leaking at the moment. So there's that perspective, which we've heard from some people, that maybe D.C. shouldn't be contributing so much money.
And part of the reason Kroenke is able to afford to foot the bill is, one, he was wealthy to begin with, mm-hmm. and two, he married into the Walton family,
yeah.
as in the Walmart Walton family.
Yeah.
So, like, his net worth, I think, is around $18 or $19 billion.
He can afford it. Yeah.
Like, he can foot that bill. Like, most owners can't just, I mean, they could, but most can't just bankroll a $5.5 billion stadium project despite their immense wealth.
Right.
Like, they always get some form of public money.
Look, if I lived in D.C., I might feel different. You know, I mean, and we talked to some listeners, residents of D.C. that aren't happy with it. They've got a lot of questions and concerns. So if I lived there, I might have those same concerns. But I would think, you know, the majority of fans want to see something built there, because right now it's garbage disposal.
This is funny. He puts in there, it's easy for JP from Maryland. I actually think is he talking about JP Finley and then Grant from Virginia? He's clearly talking about our guys at our station.
He's got to be, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy for JP from Maryland and Grant from Virginia or any Commanders fan doesn't live in the city to laud the mayor. He's taking a little subtle fun shot.
Sure.
So
Barry, if you don't live in D.C.
I don't think he's Barry talking lives. About JP Flame. I think he's talking about JP Finley.
Barry lives in the city.
I think he might.
I think he lives in D.C.
I think he might.
There's also some facts in here which are interesting. So when Mayor Bowser and Josh Harris and Roger Goodell being there talked about future events coming to D.C.,
mm-hmm.
Verlugo saying they're overstating what's going to happen here. He writes, the Commanders think they'll have events at the stadium 200 days annually, calling 200 Pinocchios on that. AT&T Stadium in Arlington has 15 non-Dallas Cowboys events scheduled for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. One of them is a blood drive. MetLife Stadium has 38 non-New York Jets and Giants events between now and the NFL season.
Mm-hmm.
38 seems aggressive for D.C., and 200 seems like a fantasy.
Mm-hmm. It probably is.
200 sounds like
that's a big number.
A pretty high bar to reach. Now, yeah. I know that when they came up with that number, they were factoring in like private events that would maybe be held to raise money to, but 200 seems aggressive.
I would agree with that.
Out of 365 days, that seems like a really high number.
Here's a question I have. So, you know, they always say that when you have a stadium like this, it generates all this revenue, right? You get all these new businesses, all these jobs, all these great things that happen for the city. And I think that by and large, that makes a lot of sense to me. I don't dispute that idea. But if you have to raise taxes on the residents, do they see that benefit of all that extra revenue? Like, it might be great for the city, but you still had to raise taxes. Like, do they ever get that back?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, okay.
They would argue, you know, some would argue no.
I think it depends on where you live.
It kind of depends on your argument, right? Some would argue no, like, I'm paying all these taxes.
And it's going to be great for the city. You're going to have new jobs for people, and it's going to revitalize, and rents are going to go up and all this. But
it's not.
But you're not going to recoup the people that paid the extra taxes, really. Yeah. Per se. Certainly not directly.
And then...
Right. Well, I mean, look, think about it. If you live near RFK now and your home, if you were going to... I'm just throwing out random numbers, but mm-hmm. you could sell your home for $500,000 now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in 2032, if you stayed there, after that place gets built up and it's a bigger draw, you might be able to sell it for, you know, $1 million.
That's true.
So maybe indirectly, you could mm-hmm. make... Some of those people can make money, but yeah, I would think for the most part, no, you're not getting paid directly by the city.
I thought yesterday Craig Hoffman brought up a good point on his show mm-hmm. on 980. This land that was given back to D.C. doesn't get done without Josh Harris. Josh put the whole thing into motion. He was the one that was shaking all the hands mm-hmm. and got the Revitalization Act for Biden to sign it to pass from Congress.
Mm-hmm.
If they take that land, that D.C. finally gets that land back and doesn't give them a stadium right. and builds homes on it,
right.
that is the ultimate stab in the back.
It's like a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have it.
He would be furious. It would be, I'm sure. They wouldn't have it. It would be federal land.
Right. Yeah. They kind of owe it to him to
find a deal that works.
If he's the guy that was the deal maker,
of course
that
he
made
would.
It
they
happen,
tried forever. Josh Harris came along and got it done with the mayor.
Right.
But they don't get it done without Mr. Harris.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a huge feather in his cap.
Well, he's a brilliant businessman.
They have to find a way to make the stadium deal work.
I totally agree. I think that they will. But I do think that Barry's probably right, that they're probably overstating some things, and it is going to be costly.
And as far as, look, I respect Barry and his opinions. He lives in the city. I don't, but I mean, if I'm Josh Harris, I'm going to go. If the council isn't amenable to what's happening, I'm going to go in there and say, I put $2.7 billion up. I'm giving you the largest single private investment in the history of the District of Columbia.
Yeah, but they, the county council or city council or whatever are going to say, we're busto.
And it might, and they might counter, you're giving us the largest private investment. We're giving you the largest public.
Yeah. And you know what I would, my counter would be? This land, you wouldn't be able to build a freaking snow cone shop on the corner without me coming in and getting the land and making this deal happen.
And this is why I said, even when we went through the quotes from the guy yesterday, Mendelson or whoever that guy is, the stick in the mud so far.
I think
it's
Phil Mendelson.
With the city council. I'm sympathetic to not crazy spending. Like, let's be responsible.
Okay, yeah, he's not the only one. This article has quotes from council member Charles Allen, Ward 6.
Mm-hmm.
He said, at this point, this is just a deal that is so much public money, it's not fair to D.C. residents or D.C. taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what my response would be? Life isn't always fair.
I knew you were going to say that.
Sorry, life's not always fair. Sometimes you have to pay more than you want to when it comes to taxes.
Right. You're saying that you're coming from the fans' perspective, et cetera.
Correct.
Right.
Well, but he's also JP from Maryland, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. It's
it
not
doesn't
my
affect
way.
You.
It's not, I know. No, I get it.
And also, if I'm Josh Harris, I would walk in everybody and say, you want to look at that eyesore for another 15 years and not have anything happen on that land?
What about just a good old-fashioned put it up for a vote? Good old-fashioned, like, not from our representatives.
Or just from the residents?
From the general public.
Don't know. Not sure exactly how that works.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's why you nominate these people.
I think it
so
would
pass. I think
it would pass.
Florio said that in his show. He said he couldn't believe the amount of money that the public was spending on it. He said they should just put it up for a vote.
Put it up for a vote? But
Barry makes a great point, is that all of a sudden the pressure from Virginia residents and Maryland residents, because they're not affected by the money, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they'd be affected by the PSL prices and everything, but it's not like their taxes would go up, in theory.
Right. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, Barry poses a bunch of questions where he doesn't necessarily have answers, because it's very broad what they did. They're like, okay, we're going to build a stadium here. There's going to be this money. There's kind of empty promises. He says, should there really be 8,000 parking spots for the new site? Or could Metro be expanded and more space be devoted to residential or commercial recreational use? What, if any, revenue would the district receive from parking decks that it would own? Will the Washington Commanders really keep their football operations in Ashburn, Virginia, and their business operations in College Park, Maryland, and not bring any full-time jobs to the district? Would the Commanders, and only the Commanders, benefit from the development of the adjacent Plaza District, which is supposed to be used for restaurants, bars, and hotels?
Isn't that weird?
All valid questions.
How the business, some of the business departments are based on the University of Maryland campus?
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't it be right there in Ashburn or at the stadium?
I can't remember. Maybe that's like a center point between the two.
Like, it's closer.
I don't know. We had that conversation
with Jason Wright at one point. I can't remember what his answer was.
I feel like it was just like an office space thing.
Yeah, and maybe
a cost thing. Really?
Okay. I can't remember exactly.
Didn't he say it's great because like they can pluck kids from the university who want to intern and everything. And
I think that was a small factor. Yeah, it's a good location for them to basically get free labor.
Yeah. My son did that. My son was an intern for the Commanders during the last football season.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah. All right, let's bang out some of these calls of people that want to chime in. Let's go to Mark in Bethesda. Mark, what's up?
Fellas, it's eerily quiet from Wes Moore and Glenn Youngkin right about now, and I just have a feeling that this is Monumental Sports 2.0, you know, going down the road for the optics or whatever.
And trying to force it through a press conference.
Yeah, I just feel like they're, you know, I tried, I did my best, you know, we all have these sentimental feelings about coming back, and I'm Josh or whatever, and I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like somebody should call Moore and call Virginia and Maryland and find out.
Moore had comments. Moore had comments about this.
So you think you think right now your vibe is it's not going to happen. They're not going to get the votes.
It's a gut. I feel like it's a head fake. I'm a Machiavellian. I feel like there's something else going on behind the scenes.
Okay. All right. You might be right.
Wes Moore said, I know the ownership group for the Washington Commanders made it very clear as soon as they bought the team that they had an interest in going back to its home in Washington, D.C. at RFK Stadium. And so while we're happy that their initial request and the thing that they hope for is now going to come to fulfillment, we're also really happy that the promises that were made to the people of Prince George's County, the promises made to people in Landover, that is also going to be honored in all of this as well. Not sure what those promises were.
No, there's a lot we don't know. There's a lot. I mean, but this guy might be right. Maybe they don't get those three votes.
All I know is if I'm Harris and I made that land swap happen and then I don't get the stadium, I'm royally pissed
off.
Well,
of course.
Yeah, but what's the big deal? I mean,
he'll just have to find another spot.
He'll find another spot.
Yeah, but he really wants the team to be in D.C.
Okay. I really want a freaking Lamborghini. I mean, whatever.
I mean, he's going to be pissed. He's not going to be happy.
It's okay.
He's not going to be happy.
Is there any other part of the city that can be accessible?
Doesn't seem like it. Yeah. You know, people have kind of said that's kind of like the only obvious spot that's plausible for a variety of reasons.
Right.
Look, it could be a negotiation. I don't know Youngkin's part of it. We know that he was there with Ted Leonsis for that press conference.
Wasn't
that didn't
he
happen.
Outgoing anyway? Like he's on his yeah, they're way like, out. They're one-term guys.
Yeah, Virginia is a one-term place. But yeah. Moore apparently on Monday said that the state made a good faith and very strong offer to keep the team at Northwest Stadium in Landover.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Harris and this group, they were never interested in Landover from day one. When they took over and Josh Harris made it clear they wanted to bring him home. That's his thing. But yeah, now it's making me think it could be a repeat.
I don't know.
Swayed easily.
I'm of the mindset.
These councilmen and councilwomen are stubborn. And they're like, hey, this isn't the best deal for D.C., which Barry Zvirluga's writing.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What are you going to do if you don't get the votes?
Maybe there are more concessions to be made. Maybe Josh Harris and his group are going to wind up ponying $3 billion.
This
Maybe
is where
up the ante. I don't know how it ends.
In other countries, isn't bribery legal? I think in some countries, it's legal.
I'm sure it probably is.
The greasy wheel gets the whatever. What's the
squeaky wheel gets the grease. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of thing happens in politics all the time. The grandstanders get concessions. The ones that make a fuss. I think most politicians are borderline corrupt or flat out corrupt.
All right, we'll come back, take more of your calls. 800-636-1067. What do you think about Barry Zvirluga from the Washington Post writing that this might not be the best deal for D.C.? Take your calls next here on the Junkies.